Your money should serve you and your goals, not the other way around. At Eastern Planning Incorporated, we want to ensure your dreams are within reach, and this starts with a smart financial plan. Welcome to It's Not Just Money, It's Life with Matt and Beth Blecker. In our ongoing podcasts, we will give you clear and trusted guidance, teaching you how to use your finances to make your retirement years the fulfillment of your dreams with a well-balanced life free of worry and stress. We are so excited that you have joined us. So, let's get started.
Keep those financial goals realistic. Don't overwhelm yourself. Beth Blecker is here with steps you can take that are not too large or too difficult. I'm Patrice Sikora. Beth, I was going through your notes and I got to say, I love your analogy of a diet. It's just like that.
It absolutely is. And I should know because I think I start a new diet for every January 1st, so I can relate. But I wanted to tell everybody, welcome to the new year. And if you haven't done so already, go back and look at your goals. One of the biggest issues we have is that we put together goals years and years and years ago, just like people make wills and put them in their drawer and forget and don't even know who they named. The same thing happens with goals. But goals have to be redone, relooked at every single year because we put together this goal. We have no idea what we're doing to get there. We have no idea how we're getting there. And we've made a goal that's at 65, I'm going to retire with $3 million. And we just assume that because we made a goal, we're on the way. And that doesn't work. What works better is we put together short-term goals and we realistically try to meet them within every period of time. So if we put together a one-year goal, we're going to make sure we put 10% of our salary in a 401k this year. And we're going to stick to our budget. And we're going to make sure that we don't get credit card debt or we pay off this amount of credit card debt. And then at the end of the year, we look and say, have we obtained that? And if we have, we can now set our next year goal. Because the biggest problem is, how are you ever going to reach your goals if you're not watching? If you're not checking to see? And everyone right now is still worried about the stock market and they're worried about inflation. So we need different goals this year because we're spending more. So maybe that 10% goal of putting up money into the 401k is hurting us because we're spending more than we bring in and we're putting credit card debt out there instead of saving a little bit less in our 401k right now. So that's why short-term goals have to be looked at and not necessarily just long-term.
A year goal for some people is a very long-term. For other people, it's not. Is there something that's even, is a day-to-day, a month-to-month goal, is that too short?
It really is. So yes, we should have month-to-month goals, but that's more like budgeting, right?
That's
you put together
true.
Your monthly budget and you look at it and you're okay. And oh no, you're not okay because you spent too much money and now there's credit card debt, right? So month-to-month is important, but it's not really a goal. The goal is more of a, again, it's something that you're reaching for.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more of a, it really is our ultimate, and again, like a diet. So my ultimate goal may be to lose 20 pounds. But when I look at 20 pounds and I've only lost one, it's like, yeah, right. Forget that diet. It's not working. So although the goal might be to lose 20 pounds, I have to be very realistic and say, well, in 1 week, I'll lose one. In 1 month, I'll lose five. And be realistic and work towards those steps towards the ultimate goal so that I don't give up the goal. And so that's the problem. If I say to myself, when I retire, I want $3 million and I only have $250,000 now, it's going to look like, oh my God, I'm never going to get there. I'm never going to retire. And it's almost like, forget it.
Especially if you have things in there like college education, weddings,
right.
Vacations.
Right. Exactly. And those are, and again, those are part of your full goal. And those are more And even though you say day to day, month to month, those are short term goals, usually. Maybe if you're talking about college when you just have a baby, and we're talking 18 years from now, that's a little bit longer, right? But as the child's getting to be 16 and you say, how am I getting towards that college? That's starting to panic. That's why those short-term goals are so important. Inside of college, if you do have a young child and you're putting together all your goals, you want to incorporate that. If you plan on helping your child go through college. I know some people that say, nobody helped me pay for college. As soon as I get them to 18, they'll figure it out, right? But if your goal is that you want to pay for your child's college, then you need those short-term goals. I'm going to open up a 529 plan. I'm going to put $25 a week in that 529 plan. And you're going to keep doing that. And then after the year, you're going to look at that 529 plan and you're going to say, oh, this is good. It's working well. Or, oh no, $25 is not going to make it. I better get that up to $100. So that's why you can put together that goal and you can say, well, this is what I'm going to do, but you have to look to see if it's working. And if it's not working,
right,
then you have to adjust accordingly.
And you mentioned too, many people will make a will, put it in a drawer and forget about it.
Absolutely.
But that goal is something you really have to keep checking that. Look at your beneficiary issues. If you don't, talk to me about
that. And we've talked about that in prior podcasts, estate planning and the Secure Act. You put together that will, you put together those beneficiary designations, and the government comes in and changes the law, and everything you've written maybe doesn't work so well right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to adjust. So again, long-term goals are great, but you must look at them continuously to make sure you're on track and life hasn't happened. Laws haven't changed. There are so many stories out there. There was one story I constantly think about where there was a husband and wife. They did not have children. The wife was a teacher and the husband had his own business. So they worked really hard at saving as much money as they could in the wife's 403B. They call it TDA, 403B, but they saved the most money there. And he ran his business and he didn't save as much money. And she accumulated well over $1 million in her TDA. And yes, she had a pension, but in the state she was in, the pension was okay, not great. But the money she saved in her TDA was wonderful. And unfortunately, very unfortunately, she died right when they just were retiring. And this unfortunately does happen. And so he tried to get everything together and he worked on getting it all together. And he went to the administration for the TDA and he gave the death certificate and he said, what do I do now? And they said, well, you don't do anything. She left this money to her mother. Well, her mother had died many years ago, but then it had to go into her mother's estate. And her mother's estate left everything to her and her sister, and she died. So her sister now inherited his TDA. Why? Either she failed to change her beneficiary designation, or somehow, and it happens, they misplaced it and they went back to the older one, the original one. Things happen. You don't know.
Goodness.
And over $1 million went to his sister-in-law, who very happily took that money.
I'm sure.
Yes. And yes, he had her pension and yes, he had his Social Security, but $1 million gone.
Wow. Have you seen other stories like this?
Yes. Yes. But sometimes it's because of mistakes. So there was another father who they lost their mother. He had three children and he had a retirement plan, and he put his retirement plan in an annuity. And like most people, he left it to the advisor to help him fill out the forms. And somehow he didn't state accurately, or it was not somebody who knew what they were doing. Sometimes that happens. And there was primary beneficiary, contingent beneficiary. And in under primary beneficiary, it had two lines. And then it had two lines under contingent beneficiary. Mm-hmm. So he had three daughters. So he wrote 1, 2, 3. The third went into the contingent beneficiary. He dies. What happens? The two older daughters inherited the annuity, and the younger daughter didn't. She was the contingent beneficiary. If one of the older daughters died first, she would have inherited the mm-hmm. annuity. Now, in this case, it was their siblings. And in this case, they wanted their sister to get the money. But now we have another problem. In order to get the sister her share, they had to take it out of the annuity and pay the tax on it and give it to the sister after tax. And they had to pay tax on it mm-hmm. at their tax bracket, not the father's tax bracket. And so in essence, what were they going to do? Were they going to give the sister less money, but after tax money, which is what we ultimately decided to do, because they would, when they took their money out, they would have to pay the tax on it as well. But again, it was so complicated, because in setting your goals, you always have to do a review of prior. The beginning of the year is not just to set new goals, but to look at what you've already done and to make sure it's still good. We talked about wills. A lot of times you take a will, you put it in a drawer, you put it in your vault, and you say, good, I'm never going to look at that again. And many people don't even want to make the will because they feel mm-hmm. like, oh my God, I make a will and I'm going to die, right? So it was a big deal for them to make that will to begin with. So many people who come to me for financial planning come to me as they get older, getting towards retirement, just about to retire. And one of the things we do is we review your legal documents. So they're proud of themselves. Oh, yes, I have legal documents. I'm going to bring them over. And they bring over their legal documents and we look. Now, they're 62. 67, right? And we look at the legal documents and it says the guardian for my children is, ooh. Well, their children are 40. Children don't need a guardian. The trustee for their trust, well, they don't have a trust. Again, they're in their 40s. Or the executor is my brother
who's dead.
Now has died. Exactly. So again, it's setting goals, but it's also reviewing. One of the most important things is not just looking new, but going back and reviewing. So in the beginning of the year, my recommendation to everybody, before you just set your new goals, is go back and review. Is everything still okay? Even if you just look at your property and casualty insurance, is it still the company I want? Does it say everything I want? Has anything changed? Life happens. Things change. You want to make sure that everything you have changes with it.
I think that's such great advice. You've got to look at the will, yes, but there's so many other documents to consider too. Get your power of attorney, your healthcare proxy. How old is your kid? Have they turned 18? And insurance, absolutely. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, again, one of the biggest issues of insurance is, remember and I always say that savers save and spenders spend, right? And how it's hard for them to change. Well, sometimes in insurance, people insure themselves and they're insuring themselves when they're 40 with 5-year-old, 7-year-old children. And they're working and earning money, and they don't have this big pile of money. And they buy this insurance, and now they're 70, and they were my savers, and they've got this big pile of money. And they have this insurance policy that's costing them all this money. And then the question is, do they really need the insurance? Now, again, we've always talked need and want, right? Do they need the insurance? No. Do they want the insurance? Maybe. But they should know that they have it because they want it, not because they need it. And then they should make that decision. So again, it's looking. Or on the other side, they're going along without insurance or with a very little amount of insurance. They haven't saved enough for their kids in college. If something happened to them, they'd be in trouble. Do they need to buy more insurance? Right? So it's very important to see where you are and see what you have. And then sometimes it's switching. Like you have a good job and you have a nice disability policy, but you're older now. And if you something does happen to you, you have enough money to retire. So you have enough money to afford to live without your job. But do you have enough money to have somebody take care of you? Maybe you need to take that step over and move from your disability insurance to your long-term care insurance. Or maybe you have too much life insurance and no long-term care insurance. So you need to take that step over. So inside of the new year, it's always the new you. Where are you? What's happening to you now? Are you prepared for this year? Are you prepared for what's going to happen to you this year? And that's what we have to look at.
Beth, that's all great stuff. There's one other note you had down here about shopping prices and a cable story.
Oh, yes. One of the things is also making sure what you have is the best thing for you, especially now with inflation. And this is my story. So several years ago, a friend said to me, I just went on, and Optimum is our cable company. I just went on Optimum and I got this deal you can't imagine, 3 months free, HBO, all these things. And she was paying like this number, so much less than my number. And I'm going, whoa, I want that deal too. So I called up Optimum and I said, I heard about this great deal. How do I get it? And they said, well, you can't get it. And I said, what do you mean I can't get it? I want this deal. And they said, well, that's a new customer deal. And I said, a new customer deal? What about me? I'm your customer. And they said, well, no, only for new customers. So I said, so if I say no Optimum, turn me off, I get rid of Optimum. And in 3 months, I come back and I say, hi, Optimum, I'm a new customer. Will you give me the deal? They said, no, it has to be a year.
Oh,
I have to be gone for a year. The conversation is, though, that you sit there with your insurance, your property and casualty insurance, and your phone companies, and all your plans that you have, and you don't look at it. You just constantly pay. For me, I mean, I don't even know I'm paying because it just comes out of my account every month. You know, checks are a thing of the past. It just disappears. And at the end of the month, I look how much money I have, and hopefully there's more money in it than bills that went out. And it's okay. I'm good, right? Everything works out fine. But I never really look. Oh my God, why is cable costing me this much money a month when I could get a better service? Or why is my property and casualty insurance costing me this much money a month when I could get a better service? Because they're not calling you up. They're not saying, hi, we have a good deal for you. Why don't you? They're just giving it to the people who bother them. So another goal for every year is to look over the things that you're buying and say, can I get a better deal? And again, need and want. Do you want a better deal? So with property and casualty insurance, you have a company that's you've been in there a long time. They've been very good to you, and maybe you can get a cheaper company. But you're okay. You'll pay the little extra because you're getting the service you want. But maybe you're not. And so another good thing to do at the beginning of the year is just to take a look and say, am I paying for things that I'm getting the service I want, or can I do better? And again, inflation, can I do better, is a good thing to ask in this environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So much good stuff, Beth. How can listeners reach you if they want to have their minds tweaked a little bit and get pushed a little
bit? Thank you for asking. So you can always go on our website, easternplanning.com, and we try to put a lot of information on there and give you a lot of good stuff to read. But sometimes you really want more than just reading information. Sometimes you want to find out, am I doing the right thing? Am I going in the right direction? And you want to come in and talk to somebody. So you can give me a call at 845-627-8300. And you can ask for a complimentary consultation. And we'd be happy to look at where you are, what you're doing, and if you're on the right track. And we'd be happy to tell you, yes, you're on the right track, or nope, maybe you should make some changes. And then you could decide, do you want to make those changes with us or with somebody else? And we'd be happy to give you that information.
And one of the goals you can set would be to follow this podcast so you know when a new one is ready for you in the new year or even whenever, but just follow it and you'll know when that's going to be there.
Yep.
And also share it with others.
Remember, it's not just your money, it's your life.
And thanks for being with us.
Thank you for listening to the It's Not Just Money, It's Life podcast. Click the subscribe button below to be notified when new episodes become available. The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Eastern Planning Incorporated. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investing advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified financial service provider with any questions you may have regarding your investment planning. Securities and advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, Incorporated, RAA, member FINRA, SIPC. RAA is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of RAA.